This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Rod Hightower. He is the new president of the Experimental Aircraft Association. What's it been like? And I'm sure it's like drinking out of a fire hose.
You know, you're right, Russ. There's a lot to take in and a lot to know. But, you know, here's my assessment of what's happened here. First of all, it's been great. The people here are great. I'm very impressed with the capability of the people. They're highly skilled. They're very experienced. And those folks have made the drinking from the fire hose experience pretty pleasurable, believe it or not.
You've had a chance to poke around and look in the corners a little bit. What's your assessment of the current state of EAA? Where is the organization? What are its strengths, and how's it doing in terms of its relationship with the membership and with the industry?
Let's first talk about how it's doing. And before we talk about that, we'll talk about how it's doing financially and with membership. Very strong financially. EAA has the resources to deliver on the mission, and that's a very important part of any organization to be able to do that. Well, we've probably been more fortunate than many other organizations to have endured the economic climate that we've been through as well as we have and come out the backside of it with plenty of assets and resources to deliver the mission and do what we need to do. First, let's talk about the membership. Our membership is growing. We're very happy to say that the membership is continuing to expand. We're seeing that across all of our what we call divisions, whether it's Vintage, Warbirds, whatever it may be. But the Core EAA membership is continuing to grow, and our international presence is gaining strength and momentum as well. In terms of the industry, you know, EAA has a very special and a unique place in the industry. It's uniquely positioned is the way I would describe it to people, to be able to do some things that are necessary to grow aviation. You know, we provide so many people a great aviation experience, and I'm talking about not just the Young Eagles program, which we've flown 1.6 million people year to date, or program to date, but it's the tours for the B-17 and the Trimotor. Those type of outreach programs bring people into aviation, and I can tell you, and I'm very happy to report, those numbers are continuing to grow even in the recessionary period that we have.
Now, immediately post Oshkosh, we heard a little bit of feedback from readers, and it wasn't an awful lot, but it seems like AirVenture is starting to get to be an expensive undertaking for some people. What have you been hearing from members about that, or about any other issue that that may have been flagged in the last month?
Well, I think Oshkosh this year we had a pretty interesting event. We had a lot of rain leading up to AirVenture 2010. And the one thing I will say that saved the day were our over 4,000 volunteers who worked tirelessly to make AirVenture 2010 the success that it was. It's very important to remember that without those volunteers, we really could not even do AirVenture. So when we have a discussion that sounds rather economic driven in terms of how expensive it is to come to Oshkosh or enjoy Oshkosh or AirVenture, you have to remember that the thing we do to keep it cost managed is those volunteers provide a tremendous amount of service, a tremendous amount of capability, so that all of us can come here and enjoy the world's greatest aviation celebration. Our suppliers, our vendors, if you will, are here to make the experience as good as it can possibly be. And we spend a lot of time and money each year improving the site and improving our services and our capabilities to have a good experience. You know, the other comment that I hear a lot is, well, you know, AirVenture can be kind of commercial. It looks like it's gotten more commercial to me over the years. What's that all about? You know, we're very fortunate to have our partners that come here and market their products, their goods, and their services that are all aviation related. And it's very important for all of us to remember, without that financial participation, AirVenture would not be possible. So not only is it one of the world's greatest aviation marketplaces, it also happens to be the place where aviators can come and see what's possible, find out what's going to be suitable for them, whether they're building a project or flying a certificated airplane, a turboprop, doesn't matter. What's available at Oshkosh is the information and the can-do spirit to show folks what's possible. And if it's of interest to them, you'll probably find it here if it's aviation-related.
Okay, so if there's one comment that you've heard since your appointment was announced, what's the one that sticks out in your mind as you go into this very challenging position?
I think the one comment is, what's the state of aviation, and what's EAA going to do to make it better? Those are the type of questions that I hear from our members and from chapters. They're very keen to know how EAA is going to move forward and grow aviation. That is probably the one theme and a recurring question that I get everywhere I travel.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.